Chapter 1. The Ceremony Begins. I did my ayahuasca journey in the lush, forested hills overlooking the old city of Cartago, Costa Rica, in the summer of 2017. There, among mist-drenched treetops and dense, verdant carpet of undergrowth, playful flights of hummingbirds watched as I went through the most profound experience of my life. The shaman, a beautiful young Indian woman from Peru named Cuyai, gave my fellow ayahuascanauts and me very little preparation except to say, "Give in to the medicine and don't think. Just relax." Later, I learned that she was weaned on small doses of the medicine, having participated in the ceremony since she was 12. Her family held the ceremony whenever the family members or villagers requested. Cuyai's grandfather lived in the jungle and possessed the knowledge of many plant medicines. She told us of a liquid tree extract that, when applied to the skin on open infections or rashes, clears the ailment in minutes. I had signed up for a 7-day stay at the retreat that included 3 ceremonies. My fellow adventurers were from all walks of life. Jerry from Portland, a former bass player for a successful Cantonese rock band with 4 albums to their credit. Yev, a corporate sales manager for Hershey, turned professional poker player from Las Vegas. And Hilga, a substitute teacher from Tennessee who brought her stories of teaching young monks in India, her Peace Corps days in Tanzania, and her encounters with psychics and Native American shamans. We were all newbies with a personal reason for being there and excited for what lay ahead. Throughout the day, I am haunted by the Amy Winehouse rendition of Carole King's timeless classic. "Tonight you're mine, completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. But will you love me tomorrow?" I ruminate what Mother Ayahuasca will feel after she mines the depths of our being and what different persons we will become and will we love her tomorrow. The day of the ceremony, we are encouraged to fast and rest through the afternoon. At 6 o'clock, with the sun low in the sky, the 4 of us descended the stairs to the temple, accompanied by 5 other travelers there only for that one ceremony. The temple was a 40-foot by 15-foot tented wooden enclosure supported by a single center pole. The shaman, positioned at the end opposite the entrance, laid her tools out on a small woven rug. There was an assortment of musical devices, a CD player, djembe drum, Indian drum, didgeridoo, a pipe, various tobaccos for smoking and to purify the air and aura, a container of dirt, a vial of flowered water, and the centerpiece of the ceremony, the legendary elixir that had drawn these strangers from around the world.